Caribbean Report.
The Antigua arms scandal report hits the streets tomorrow, and Miami conference organizers change their name to reflect new realities. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The long-awaited Antigua arms scandal report, prepared by the British jurist Louis Blom Cooper, will become available for public scrutiny tomorrow. But black market copies have been doing the rounds in Antigua since it was handed in to the Governor-General's office on November the 2nd. The 221-page report is a damning indictment of corruption at the highest levels in Antigua. Although many are implicated in the Commission's findings, it is Vere Burr Jr., former Minister of Public Works and Communications, that comes out of it the worst. Caribbean Report got a hold of an advance copy of the report. Louis Blom Cooper took me through it.
If the electorate choose to elect Mr. Vere Burr Jr., that is their prerogative and subject to the disqualifications which are in Section 39, which none of them apply at the moment to him, as I understand it. They can elect him to Parliament and he can take his seat in Parliament, but that is not a public office. They can take their own view, and if they think that either I've got it entirely wrong or that the conclusion is that he's not such a bad chap as the report might indicate, they're perfectly entitled to put their cross against his name when the time comes for an election.